Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. I hope you're having an amazing day. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast, brought to you every freaking day of the year. We don't miss a day. We don't miss a day because every day is Saturday. Every day we're on the journey. Every day we have to crush procrastination, fear, limiting self-beliefs in order to monetize our passion. Wake up every day and think, I can't believe I get to do what I do for a living. Welcome to the show. If you're brand new, make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Head on over there and hit that old subscribe button. You'll see the show. Or you can go to everydaysaturday.com. Just click on the podcast button, and it's all good in the hood, baby. So, hey, what are we going to talk about today? I want to talk about the race again. I always use these race metaphors, you know, but it's so appropriate. But this isn't like the old one where, you know, you all start in a starting block. Most people quit, get scrape their knees and all that stuff. It's a little bit different. Because I got up today, I went for another run, 4 miles on the old Crowley meter today. You know, I'm not going to be a marathoner. I don't want to crush anybody's doubts. If you were looking maybe to hook up at the Boston Marathon, the New York Marathon, something along those lines, I don't think yours truly is going to do it. Number one, I don't want a marathoner's body. Nothing against my marathoner friend. So please don't take offense when I say that. I want a sprinter's body, baby. And also, I get bored out of my mind after about 4 miles, and I don't know how to keep my mojo going after four, let's say 6 miles, maybe seven. I've ran as far as 7 miles in the past month or so. And here's my routine. Check this out. By the way, a couple months ago, fat as a whale, out of shape. I wouldn't say fat. I was a gym rat for the past year and a half or so, so I had all this muscle working. And then when, you know, I had a little bad back, wisdom teeth out, blah, 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 just excuses. But it kept me on the couch for a little while. And, you know, when you're on the couch, you fire back a little more food than usual. The old metabolism isn't hitting on a high cylinder anyway at the ripe old age of 45, soon to be 46 in 11 days from this podcast. And, you know, you got to keep the body moving. Well, I wasn't moving, so got a little wide around the waist. And so I said, I'm going to start running again. Started running again. Felt good. But when you're fat and out of shape like I was, it's very difficult to get the old mojo working. So you got to kind of start slow. So I'd run, you know, half mile. Stop. Run another half mile. But you know what I like doing? Check this out. I don't know if you guys do this when you run. By the way, if you're not exercising 30 minutes a day, you don't got to run, but you got to do something. You can find 30 minutes to get on Facebook. You sure as hell can find 30 minutes to get out there and run. Do something, anything. I don't care. Chase your dog around or something. Chase your spouse around. I don't know. Do something, but find a way to get some exercise in for 30 minutes a day minimum. So anyway, I like these little spurts of running. So I'll run 2, 3, 4 miles, and then I'll stop. And it takes me, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes or so, about 7, 8 minute miles somewhere in there. And I'll start out really slow. This is what I do now, which is pretty wild. I'll run really deliberately pretty slow to kind of get the old bones working at the beginning. I used to start out like a, you know, ball of fire, and then I'd fade out. Imagine that after like the first mile or two. And now I barely run my first mile in under 9 minutes, which is slow for me. And then I'll speed it up. And I find by the time my fourth mile is, I still average, actually, it's ironic, I average lower for a per mile. Like my split time, so you know what a split time is, my last mile would be like, you know, under 8 minutes. And you start out close to nine. It's just about pacing yourself. So check this out. I was down at the Loveland Bike Trail today. Beautiful bike trail that we have here in our local community. It goes forever. It goes like north of Xenia, Dayton, all the way down to Cincinnati. I mean, it's crazy. And so a lot of bikers, runners on the trail this morning. Hot, too. Hot, hot, hot. And I was down there about 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning. So I'm running like my second mile, maybe coming up towards my third mile, and I pass this lady who's running very slow. She's, you know, middle-aged lady. She's just running. I mean, very slow. I mean, slower than I was running. I mean, very slow. But anyway, she's running at her own pace, and I'm go chugging by. And so after about a mile later, I stop, and I'm coming back towards my car, and I'm going to start doing these little wind sprints. So I start running, and I run about 0.2 of a mile as fast as I can. It takes me maybe about a minute or so. I don't know. Run 0.2. I mean, as fast as I can, like I'm being chased by a bear. But after 4 miles, it's tough to run like you're being chased by a bear. You're like me. I'm dead. So I just kind of let my heart slow down a little bit. You know what I need? I need one of those monitors that go on your wrist that can measure your heartbeat. That's the thing I really need, so I can see when my heart beats down to like 120-something. So I get up around, when I'm on the elliptical machine and I measure my heartbeat, I get close to 170, and I try to keep it there for a while, and then I come down to my resting heartbeat. You know what you really look for after cardio, at least what I look for? I look for the afterburn. I did a little bit of research online a couple of years ago when I started working out a lot and mixing in cardio with my workouts, and I found a lot of these bodybuilders who've got these washboard stomachs and just, they're cut, man. Now, they're not the guys that are out on the stages doing those types of shows. I just mean they're at the gym, but they look good. And they're not all these young 20-somethings. I mean, they're up there around my age in their 40s as well. They say Sam. I'm watching videos. I say it all the time. What if they were saying Sam? By the way, Sam, if you're watching this YouTube video, what they're saying is, hey, you know what you want? You want that metabolism to burn well after your workout. And if you want a really good afterburn, make it high intensity. If you're running, do sprints. You know, if you're working out, cut your you know, cut your time between waiting to lift weights from 90 seconds down to 30 seconds. Whatever it is, man, you want that, especially that cardio. Specifically, I'm talking today about cardio. So that's why I mix in wind sprints at the end of my run. So this lady I pass, and, you know, I didn't even think anything about it. She had a white baseball hat on. She's listening to her Walkman, and she's jogging, you know, doing okay. No big deal. Kind of slow. And I'm finishing up my run, and I'm doing these little wind sprints. I'll run fast, run slow. But after, right before I did a wind sprint, this lady passes me. Same lady I just passed like 10 minutes before. And I was like, oh, either she picked up the pace or I'm slowing down. I was walking, so I guess that makes a bigger difference. But I'm thinking, that's wild. Her and I ended up in the same place, and we both probably started around the same time, 30 minutes before. And of course, I equate it all back to life, and I equate it all back to business. I think how we get out of the gates quickly. Some get out of the gates real quick. Aren't you jealous of those people? Like, if you're trying to start your business, you know somebody that started their business, and they just had all the success in the world. You know what I mean? I do. I mean, I know. Jealous. I got both hands in the air, baby, right now. Jealous. Oh, I'm so jealous. Like, I'm swearing at them. I'm jealous. I'm happy for them, kind of. But then I'm also like, damn, they didn't spend $100,000 to get that product launched. They just started blogging or something. Oh, by the way, big announcement coming up. The Everyday Saturday blog is going to be launched, hopefully, next week. And I am committing to at least a 1,000-word minimum blog post every day. That's a tall order, my friend. 1,000 words is a lot to write. But as I mentioned, I put this on my Facebook page today as well. I'm going to be 46. You listen to my podcast regularly, then you know where I'm coming at, where my mind's at right now. I could live another 40 years. I could live another 40 days. And my whole goal now, I'm 100% sold out to the entrepreneur, the dreamer, the doer, the person with the passion. Maybe you feel like your life is messed up, you're messed up, your family's messed up, you got your life sucks, and you got no money, and nothing ever good happens. I'm here for you, man. And if things good are happening for you, then that's even better, because then it's easy. Then you and I just kind of ride down that Saturday highway together. But either way, I'm sold out for this whole Everyday Saturday message, because, and look, I'm not anti-job. I guess I am, but for me, people love their job. Go do your job. We need you. Look, you like to fly airplanes and you love it. That's great, because if I'm ever on that plane, I want a happy pilot. I don't want a pilot that hates their job, okay, and decides this is going to be the time to take the plane down. All right, I want somebody that's excited about what they're doing. You like to cook? Great. I hope you're the chef at the restaurant I'm going to. You like to help middle-aged men stay healthy, and that's your passion, and you're a doctor? Awesome. Let me know where you're at so I can go to you every single time I need to get those yearly exams we get in our 40s and 50s, right? So having a job's great, but unfortunately, most people hate what they do. So I'm here for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, and I'm dedicating my blog every single day. I'm going to write a very well thought out blog post, and I'm going to combine that with my podcast. So those of you that want to double up on the Everyday Saturday message, congratulations, you got the Everyday Saturday blog. So I'll keep you posted. Today is June 18th, Wednesday, 2014. So looking next week, once I get back to my New York home for the summertime, and I'll let you know when the blog should be released next week. One post every single day. And it's not going to be one of these things where I write for 4 weeks straight and then I just kind of drip them out, time release them. Nah, come on, man. Now, that would be smart, but I'm not smart. So I'm probably going to put way more effort into it that needs to happen. But I want to communicate with all you guys and gals. So I'm running down the bike path, and I'm just about getting ready to do these sprints. Been running for 30 minutes or so. Lady passes me. I'm like, damn, she isn't running that fast. What happened? How does it happen? And then I do my wind sprint, my first one. I run, you know, as fast as these old tree trunks can go after running for 30 minutes straight. And I run a 0.2 mile. I got this app on my phone called Map My Run. If you don't have it, you should really get it. It's a free app, Map My Run. And it tracks how far you've run, where you run. It's all GPS driven on your iPhone. Very cool app. And you can post it. You can post it to social media. I don't, but it saves every single one of your runs. I look back 2, 3, 4 years ago, and I can see where I've run. So anyway, Map My Run. Use that app if you're a runner out there and you don't have it. And you don't have another app that tracks how far you're running. So then I pass her. And after I'm done running my 0.2 mile, as fast as I can, I'm sweating like a dog. So I start walking again, and a couple minutes later, 5 minutes go by, she passes me. it's like when you're driving down the highway, you're going on a vacation, you know what I mean? And it's like you're on Interstate 80, and there's a somebody on the right and they're on the left, and they pull over. You're like, come on, get over, and you pass them. And then half hour later, they pass you, and then you pass them, and you do that all the way from New York City to Nebraska, right? Hilarious. So that's what was going on the bike path. And I'm thinking, this is pretty funny. So now I got to pass her again. I don't want her to think anything on me like I'm a stalker or something, but, I mean, I got to do my sprint again. So I sprint, and I run by her. And I don't even know. You know what's funny? I'm thinking everything. I'm thinking about life, about business, how we're passing each other, and this whole thing is going on, and this big. I mean, I'm thinking, wow, this is deep what's going on here. And I'm thinking this is going to be a great podcast. And I'm sure the lady that was running as we were passing each other didn't even notice I was even in the same zip code as her. So there you go. But then I'm thinking back to, I passed her, okay, so now I'm ahead of her, and it's another 5 minutes, and she just goes waltzing by me. And it went on like this for the next 15 minutes till we got back to where my car was. And she just kept running past, and I went to my car, chugged. I bring a whole thing of ice water with me, keep it in the console, just chugged it, sat there, and felt great. But the point is, in business, it's the same way. People get off to a great start. We're all jealous of them. Hey, you didn't pay your dues. Well, slow down. Something always happens. And I'm not saying anybody wants anything bad to happen to somebody that has instant success. Congratulations. I think it's great. But careful, though, because when you take it slow and steady, and you pay attention to what's in front of you and not what's behind you, around you, beside you, and don't do what I just did this morning, completely distracted by the lady with the headphones and the white hat on, and focus on what you're doing. Just focus on what you're doing. Don't focus on what somebody else and how much success they had, because it's not about them. You know, you don't know the variable. You don't know the time they may have put in doing other things. You know, how many other businesses they've tried that have failed. How many other relationships they were in that failed? Oh, my spouse sucks, and they got a great wife or a husband, and they've got great kids, and my kids are, well, careful now, careful. You don't know. I learned this lesson the hard way, you know? I've inserted my foot into my mouth more times than I would ever care to admit to, and it's always because I prejudge somebody or some situation, and I never had all the facts. So until you have the facts about somebody else and what they've done on their entrepreneurial journey or what they're doing in life or anything like that, don't prejudge them, because the amount of work they probably put in when you weren't watching, not only you, but when nobody was watching, you can't even account for that. So run your own race. You know what I mean? Like, it's as this lady and I were passing each other all morning, I was just focused on, oh, geez, this is kind of embarrassing. I'm going to run by her again now for the fifth time. Maybe I should stop. But I didn't stop doing my wind sprints. I kept doing them. And like I said, she was oblivious to it, I'm sure. Didn't even notice I was there. Me, I'm thinking, oh, geez, this is going to be a great podcast, a good blog post. I don't know if I should do my wind sprint. Should I not do them? Boy, this is really crazy. What's going on around here? Are my socks and my shoes tied? So in the entrepreneurial journey, people are going to get off to a fast start. I mean, lightning fast. And you might be that person that gets off to the fast start. But if you're not, it's okay. You'll be that lady that ends up passing people like me that are out there sprinting. I'll do another product launch. I'm going to do another product launch. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to speak around the world. And then we got to have other individuals that are like, and I've had people pass me along the speaker highway. They're speaking in front of larger audiences. They're earning more income. They're creating more products. They're just overall having more success in their business. But I'm not running their business. They may be single and have all the time in the world and don't have the responsibility of a family that they need to be home for on a regular basis. They may have more of a financial backing when they got started. They probably had better connections. Man, I can't, that's a whole other topic. You got to make great connections in business and in life, but mainly in business. You want to get to the top quicker, make better connections. Reach out and help people. Like Zach Crawford, when he connected with me last month, the beginning of May, he asked for absolutely nothing. Zero. He just wanted to come to Cincinnati and meet me. From there, we came up with the six-figure Saturday product, to which he gave all of his content, and he's been working tirelessly to create. And by the way, the testimonials are just off the hook. We have people that are now posting in our private Facebook group the results they've had just in less than 3 weeks of utilizing the material inside Six Figure Saturday. You got to pick that product up. You got to join all of us inside of the Facebook group and on the webinars and the training and everything. It's just a phenomenal marketing entrepreneurial training. Go to sixfiguresaturday.com and pick it up. Just pick it up. Use the payment plan if you have to. It's not that much money compared to how much time it's going to save. By the way, this new blog that I'm going to be creating, I've already created it. I just haven't written the blog post yet because we are traveling to New York this week, so I want to make sure that I'm of sound mind and body with no distractions when I start writing. All of that was derived from Zach Crawford inside our training area. And you know what? He convinced me. Write a nice, long, well-thought-out blog post every day. And it really is going to bring you, as we talked about on the webinar, a six-figure income in 6 months. If you can do it, if you can write that same blog post, we'll teach you how. So go to sixfiguresaturday.com. Join us inside there. You'll love it. We have a lot of fun, too. But with that being said, today's message is about focusing on you. Don't focus on everybody around you. You're going to get so distracted like I did today. I couldn't even tell you. I forgot even what day it was. I was so focused on the lady. Kept passing me. I bet it happened 5 times. I pass her, she passed me. I sprint past her, she jogs past me. I sprint past her, she jogs past me. Yet we all ended up where? Where'd we both end up when we were done with the race? When we were done, we weren't racing, by the way. I was racing her. She didn't know I was racing. She didn't know we were in a race. Where'd we both end up? Both ended up. She went to her car. I went to my car. She finished her workout. I finished my workout. That's all that happens in business. You finish what you got to get done. Somebody else finishes what they got to get done. We all end up at the same place. Where do you think that is? Saturday. Yay! You get a gold star on your forehead. They end up doing what they truly love to do in life, and you end up doing what you truly love to do in life. Does it really matter how fast it took them or you to get there? No. Would we like to get there faster? Yes, but that's okay. Knowing that you're going to get there is a hell of a lot better than being in a job for 40 years without any hope at all. True or true? Awesome. Hey, hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you want to hear on the show and let me know the feedback. Leave a 5-star review. We're watching you. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes today, right now. Stop what you're doing and leave that 5-star review on iTunes. I love you guys. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.